Here are today's top stories. Mayor Rahm Emanuel and his wine buddy, Governor Bruce Rauner, are sniffing at each other. Rahm essentially called Rauner Baby Trump, and Rauner called Rahm Baby Karen Lewis. I love that Karen Lewis is somehow equal to Donald Trump. Guys, I hope you can make up by, like, drinking a $100,000 bottle of champagne. You're too good of friends to let silly government get in the way. Hillary Clinton made a big foreign policy speech today and took aim at Donald Trump, saying he was temperamentally unfit to be president of the most powerful country in the world. Trump quickly responded with, "Temperamentally unfit? I've got air conditioning." The Tribune Publishing Company has decided to rename itself. Tronc Incorporated is the new name. It's an acronym for Tribune Online Content. So that should tell you where the company is heading. In other words, if you have a bird and a bird cage, you may want to invest in a different type of lining. United Airlines is upping the ante on attracting international travelers. New business class pods will let you lie down, have some privacy, etc. But read the fine print. For every REM sleep cycle, they charge you an extra $50. I mean, it's an airline after all. McDonald's is eyeing the old Harpo space in the West Loop for their new corporate headquarters. This would happen in 2018. When asked for comment, Oprah was like, "Will it have a drive-thru?" No word if it's going to have a drive-thru. Yesterday, Tom Ricketts talked to the Lakeview Chamber of Commerce, saying that his Piazza idea could be the same as castles in Europe, just with more Ronnie Woo-Woo. Alderman Tunney responded today, saying that the Cubs are calling it a piazza, but it's just a fancy word for beer garden. If approved, it would be 20 times bigger than any other outdoor patio in the city. One outdoor patio to rule them all. Think about how many buckets of Bud Lights that is. Rolling Stone is reporting that Blake Shelton, Ariana Grande, and Drake are all claiming to have the number one album this week. Yep, they all sent out releases saying they were number one. See, I told you this everyone gets a trophy for participating movement was going to bite us in the ass. You guys, you're all winners. Now, who wants juice? Drake, I know you love juice. In weather, summertime shy. We're here. Which reminds me, I need to get some new flippy floppies. In sports, Kyle the Calculator Hendricks shined bright today on the mound at Wrigley. The Cubs beat the Dodgers to take 3-4 in that series. They beat up on the new 19-year-old Dodger pitcher Julio Urias. And Chris Bryan hit a towering homer that hit the scoreboard, which in the past would have been a homer onto Waveland Avenue, so thanks for ruining that scoreboard. The Sox start a new series in Detroit tomorrow night. Big one there. They can't afford to lose any more ground in the division. The NBA Finals start tonight. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Kevin Love, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, the other guys. It's a list of who's who in the NBA. But still, it's Oakland versus Cleveland. What do the mayors bet? Oakland cheese? Cleveland water? What is it? The Bears tried out former first-round pick Jake Long today. He's an offensive lineman. I hope he signs so we can start working on the posters. Kyle and Jake, first and long. Kyle and Jake, long arms of the law. Kyle and Jake, we got the same last name, but we're not related. Maybe needs to be workshopped a little bit. And finally tonight, a new study says that dads who yell at their kids end up having more aggressive teenagers. Well, maybe if you'd put the milk away like I asked. Well, that's the carryout for June 2nd, 2016. Hey, did you order coffee? It's after 7 o'clock. I'm not making another pod. Just drink a Coke like everybody else.